is that we have a handful of multinationals making unbelievable windfall profits. I estimate that in this calendar year, a limited number, 10, 20 companies, will make collectively $120 billion gross profit. Their revenues are up 300% on what they were in fiscal 2021. They make $120 billion profit. Everyone else in Australia pays the price on that. So I would like to see a fifth element introduced by Jim Chalmers, the federal treasurer, as soon as possible, which is multinational tax reform, a lifting in the of the petroleum rent resources tax, and a cutting of subsidies to these companies. They don't need subsidies when they're making $120 billion of gross profit. That is obscene, and the joke is on us, the taxpayer.
The fourth element, of course, was that measure announced yesterday. You want a fifth? Let's see what happens next, Tim. Let's see what happens in Parliament next week when it is recalled. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Glenn.
Tim Buckley, Director of Independent Think Tank Climate Energy Finance, giving us his reaction to that announcement just made by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, what they and the states and territories are trying to do to bring your power prices down. Let's keep the financial focus going, shall we? And time to have a look at how the market finished the day and the week. Fiona Clark of CBS Capital joins us now. Fiona, how did we go?
Good morning, Glenn. Well, we've had a positive end to the day, but for the week, unfortunately, we haven't kept pace. So we're down about 1.2% for the week. But in terms of today's performance, the ASX 200 has closed up about 38 points, or 0.5% to 7,213. And in terms of sectoral performance, most sectors did perform positively or neutral. Materials are the best performing sector there today, up 1.9%. So very strong performances from BHP, Rio and Fortescue Metals Group, all up over 2%. So BHP was 2.7% higher, Rio 2.3% and Fortescue Metals Group up 2.8%. The IT sector also having a strong day today. Block, for example, closing up 3.8%. And then gold, consumer staples, industrials all doing well. The financial sector was a little bit mixed. The banks were mixed in particular. ANZ closed up 0.2%. CBA, however, down around about a third of a percent, while NAB and Westpac closed up 0.2% and up 0.6% respectively. However, the utility sector was a bigger drag on the market today. But apart from that, it was generally positive all around in terms of the various sectors. Mm-hmm. In terms of stock news, there wasn't a lot out today. Pinnacle Investment Management Group, its shares closed down 3.8% after advising that it expects its net share of performance fees to fall quite substantially from about $6.4 million last period to around $1 million. Helius shares made two announcements today. A new CEO, current CEO, Dr. Malcolm Parmenter, has stepped down, will be replaced by the current CFO and COO effective next March. That's Ms. Maxine Jacquet. And BlueScope Steel shares closed higher despite a federal court ruling that it had engaged in cartel conduct and price fixing in the supply of flat steel products. Apart from that, it was pretty quiet on news. We did have some inflation numbers in China, which were generally positive. Inflation fell 0.2% in the month to give a 1.6% annual read, but that was better than the previous number of 2.1%, so generally positive there. Other big stocks to make note of today: Telstra shares closed up 0.25%, Woolies up 0.4%, Coles was flat, CSL up 0.3%, and I think they're the major ones I normally cover. So, yeah, it was, as I said, a generally positive close to the week.
Can't believe BlueScope's shares went up. But, okay, I'm running short of time because of the Prime Minister, Fiona. What can you tell us about the dollar?
Oh, okay. Quickly moving to the dollar. In fact, it's actually virtually unchanged since last week. Currently trading at 67.95 US cents, 55.38 pence, 64.21 euro cents, and 92.3 Japanese yen.
Good stuff, Fiona. Thank you very much. Fiona Clark, CBS Lane Capital, giving us a snapshot of the way finance looks this Friday afternoon. Sport underway as well this Friday. Let's get brought up to date with that, courtesy of Catherine Murphy.
Thank you, Glenn. Happy Friday to you. It's a very happy Friday for Marnus Labuschagne. He just notched up his 3,000th test run in his career. He is 153 not out. He's on track for that double century, I'm sure of it. Travis Head, 163 not out. So Australia, 3 for 411 on day two of their test against the West Indies at the beautiful Adelaide Oval. We will keep you up to date. Here's hoping that partnership continues. It's been successful, that's for sure. Well, in the AFL, the Brisbane Lions have signed forward Eric Hipwood on a long-term contract extension. The new six-year deal will keep him with the Lions until at least the end of 2029. The 25-year-old had another year to run on his existing contract, but the Brisbane Lions keen to lock him in. Meanwhile, America's sole export to the AFLW has called for more support and resources for clubs in the US. Brittany Klein has more from Washington.
The AFL's community league in the United States has been growing for more than 25 years. 17 clubs now have a developing women's side, but just one player, Essendon's Danielle Marshall, has managed to relocate to Australia and be signed to the AFLW.
There's no scholarships, there's no pathways.
Agents say players willing to relocate are likely too far behind in their development compared with those already contracted to the AFLW. Brittany Klein, ABC News, Washington.
Spain has parted ways with coach Luis Enrique after its elimination from the Men's Soccer World Cup. Morocco upset Spain in a penalty shootout in the round of 16 earlier this week, with Enrique accepting full responsibility for the loss. Luis De La Fuente has been named as his replacement. Enrique is the fifth coach to depart a national team after being knocked out of this year's World Cup in Qatar. I just saw a really interesting stat on the Channel 7 coverage. Marnus Labuschagne, just the second, it's taken him to get to 3,000 runs, 51 innings, second only to the quickest, Bradman himself. I'll look up that stat for you, but that is a very impressive stat for Marnus Labuschagne. Indeed, he is well and truly on track for a double century, but guess what? So is Travis Head. Head is 165 not out. Labuschagne, 157, Glenn.
Travis has overtaken him. He's that sort of player. All right, let's see where they go from here. Catherine, thank you very much. That's the latest out of that second cricket test against the West Indies. 3 for 420. How much more are they going to rack up? Recapping.